It's B96 with Mo and Carla Mornings. Mo, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. So Carla is seeing somebody. It's early stages still, I guess you would say.
Very early stages. But I mean, actually, it's been a little over 2 months, but it's still early stages in like relationship-wise.
You know? Yeah. And there is something... there's a lot of great things about this gentleman, but there's something that's... would you say this is an ick?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say it was something that when he said it, it felt like a record scratch in my brain. Like, what did you say?
Okay. So explain.
All right. So we're jogging by the lake.
Okay.
And he decided that he wanted to talk about the actions that had occurred the night before. Those actions included doing the nasty.
Doing the nasty, right? In the bedroom.
Doing the nasty.
Okay.
And
so he decided, let's recap last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, this is interesting. Okay. But he referred to it as doing el delicioso.
Oh.
Which translates to doing the delicious. And at first I thought I must have heard him wrong. And then he said it again, like 20 minutes later. And I was like, why do you gotta call it that?
Did you ask that?
He was like, what? Es el delicioso, Carla. Don't be embarrassed. And I was like, I'm not embarrassed because we did that.
Uh-huh.
That's not the embarrassing part. It's embarrassing that you're calling it that right now.
It's a delicioso.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that sounds cuter in Spanish, but when you say the delicious,
it
sounds like so like skeevy.
It's not that much cuter in Spanish.
I was going to say, it doesn't feel like Carla finds it that attractive in Spanish.
I didn't like it.
The delicious is what that translates to.
Yeah.
And he says the delicioso.
It just, to me,
the delicioso.
To me, it feels like what your uncle would call it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 877-591-9696. What do you call doing it in your relationship? Now, I remember my parents used to say they were doing the hoochie groovy.
There's no way that's real.
And I always thought that they were, like, joking. And how messed up is this? I would, like, knock on their door on, like, a Sunday morning, like, just innocent kid. What are we doing today? Are we going to go to the movies? And my stepdad would go, go away! We're doing the hoochie groovy.
Oh my gosh. I kind of like that though.
And I'm like, that's worse than a
hoochie groovy.
Did you essentially say go away? I'm banging your mom.
Yeah.
Like that is egregious. And I'm mad now. What do you call doing it? What is that phrasing? 877-591-9696. We have Joseph. And Joseph in Chicago, you're saying you too call it the delicioso. This is nothing new.
What?
I learned it from my ex-boyfriend.
Okay, I need to know. I need to know the context in which this is used. Is this just when you're referring to it and you're like, ah, oh, you know, when we're doing el delicioso, or are you like, so tonight, would you like to do el delicioso? Well, like, how's this?
Because what you call it before versus what you refer to it after, I think it matters.
I mean, before it was just the sex, you know. The first time that he said to me is like, we're gonna do el delicioso.
Oh. He said, we're going to.
Yeah.
And what was your reaction to it?
The thing is, it was around my family, my sisters, and I was like, shut up.
He said, wait, you said he said this in front of your sister?
Yeah, in front of my sisters.
Oh, my God.
Like, later we're going to say el delicioso. Because I feel like this is something that, like, our parents would say to not say that they were going to have intercourse.
Oh.
They'd be like, oh, I'm going to say el delicioso, like, as a funny, like, haha.
To mess with you, like.
Yeah.
No, he did just to, like, embarrass me a little bit.
Yeah.
In front of my sisters.
I would never want to report to my sister that I was going to do the delicioso.
Wait, so did you like when he said it?
I was embarrassed.
Okay. That's
me
like,
too.
Like a normal reaction.
But since I was like, okay, I guess we're going to do it tonight.
All right.
Well, you didn't say no.
Yeah, I didn't say no.
You weren't embarrassed enough. Well, good for you. I'm glad that you get to enjoy the delicioso.
Back in the day, yes.
Right.
Back in the day. So it's not delicious anymore? It's expired?
No, we're not together anymore. I've been single for 3 years.
Okay. Well, that's got to be delicioso in its own right, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about the solo delicioso? Is that what you call it now?
No.
Okay.
No, I do have some people around.
All right, good for you. All right.
He got a roster. Oh, yeah. I love it.
He said there are many restaurants to try. Very delicious.
Yes.
Well, thank you for the call, Joseph.
No, it's me, Josie from Instagram.
Yeah.
We recognize you,
cool.
Man.
Cool. We'll see you on Instagram Live.
All right, see you later.
Which is a reminder, we will be streaming our show live, so you can see it if you'd like to join at B96 Chicago starting at 7 o'clock. But what do you call doing it? What is that, like, phrasing that you use? You don't go, want to have sex? Or do you?
I mean, I've done that before.
Just straight up?
Yeah.
You want to have sex?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess if you say it with confidence.
Yeah.
877-591-9696. What if somebody came at you and said, call me Mr. Flintstone, I can make your bed rocks?
I would say go kick rocks. That's what I would say.
877-591-9696. What is that phrase that you use when you're talking about doing it? Let's talk about doing it. B96. It's Moe and Carla mornings, and the guy Carla is seeing calls sex
El Delicioso.
Yeah.
And he's done it multiple times, and I'm just like,
it's a little off-putting.
Why can't we just, at this point, let's just call it intercourse.
You know, is there any, like, good phrasing? Doing it sounds like you're, like, in eighth grade talking about doing it.
Yeah. I don't think there's a graceful way to say it.
Mm. Yeah.
I guess perhaps hooking up. No, because then that sounds so impersonal.
Yeah. Hooking up.
Making love.
Making love. Who actually does that? You know what I picture making love is like? You got Boys to Men playing in the background and it's slow.
Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye and get it on.
Kaylee and Joliet, what do you call it in your relationship when you're getting it on?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bumping uglies.
Bumping uglies.
Hate that.
I could never call that because mine is not ugly.
Exactly.
That is a pretty beast. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm talking about mine. I'm not talking about yours.
Okay.
We're planting a flower.
Planting a flower.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty.
It's a little cuter, right?
Okay, okay. So you're the planter?
No,
they're the planter.
She's the soil.
Oh, okay.
He's the seed.
You know what? Let's not try to understand the metaphors. Let's just say them. Okay, so you're either bumping uglies or you're planting flowers.
But how does this... I want to hear how this conversation happens. Are you like, hey, would you like to go in the other room and bump uglies?
Literally, that's what he said.
Okay. I would force him to say...
He's like, let's go bump some uglies. And I was like, can we call it anything else?
Yeah, bumping uglies.
I hate that.
Bumping baddies is what I would need it to be.
We're just bumping, okay?
We're bumping.
All right.
Bumping.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is bumping.
Bumping.
At Kaylee and Joliet's house. Thank you, Kaylee. Have a great day. We'll see you when we do
in
our...
a little bit.
We'll see you on our Instagram Live.
All enjoy your garden.
Yeah. All those planted flowers. I'm going to take this call blind.
Okay.
Let's just see. We would love it if you kept it PG, okay? Carla has her hand on this dump button just in case. What's your name and where are you calling from, first off?
Hi, my name is Lindsay. I'm calling from Naperville.
Okay, whatever you do, don't say the F word. What do you
call it? No, I won't.
What do you call it doing?
So I'm calling on behalf of my sister. My sister would refer to it as, we're going to go talk about Christmas.
Oh, I like that.
That's what you say to the kids.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That's smart.
That's brilliant, because the kids will go like, by all means, go talk about what you're going to get me for Christmas.
Exactly.
Talk about Christmas. I like that.
Yes, my two nephews are older now, but when they were younger, they would be like, well, we're going to go talk about Christmas real quick. And they'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, go ahead. Go have all the time you need.
That's so smart.
I do love that.
Yeah.
You should steal that for when your daughter is of age.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll 100% obviously lie.
Yeah.
Me and mom are going to go talk about Christmas.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is, yes.
And so is Santa. All right. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. All right. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Lala Ticket Tag. Your chance at 4-day wristbands to Lollapalooza. All on the way with B96.